Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, El Paso County Assessor, Mr. Steve Schleicher. Hello, sir.
Hey, Ted. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, man, you name it. I'm doing it. It's Monday. How was your weekend?
You know, it was absolutely amazing, and it was great to see you ringing the bell up there on top of Fillmore last Friday.
That was a treat to see you as well, and you gave us some pretty good news while you were up there.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. In fact, as I shared with you last month, you know, the 2019 Colorado Assessor Association Winter Conference was held here in town. And, you know, we discussed a lot of things, which, you know, of course, the hot topic, as mentioned, is short-term rental Airbnbs. And, you know, I will share with you is that there is legislation that is going to be pulled this upcoming legislative session on short-term rentals. And I've actually talked to legislators who, you know, agree in the matter that there is a major difference in short-term rentals and Airbnbs of what is owner-occupied and not owner-occupied. But we're also having the discussion of should this matter go to the Colorado voters. And, you know, we're sitting here basically put together a handful of assessors from rural counties and also metro counties to assist in this matter. And, you know, one of the ideas is if it goes to the Colorado voters, is the voters can basically, you know, address what would the assessment rate on short-term rentals be. So we can actually look at something in between the residential and non-residential rate by going to the voters.
Absolutely. Yeah, there was the conference that you attended. You've mentioned that already, Ryan?
I did.
55 out of 64 of our county assessors participated, and something happened for you while you were there. You're going to be in a position of leadership?
You know, it was an absolute blessing, Ted, where I was named the 2019 Assessor of the Year for the state of Colorado. And it's absolutely humbling, especially when all 64 of your county peers vote and things like that. But, you know, I could not do it without the staff here in my office because, yeah, it's my name on the door, my name on the website. But, you know, it's those guys that are answering the phones and, you know, meeting the needs and concerns of our customers and doing all the hard work. So that is an award for them.
Absolutely. And that is very much appreciated, the way you've put that. I say leadership because you've put El Paso County out front. You've got a lot going on in this county, a lot of challenges that you're facing with mandates coming down from the state, among other things, and you're making it, man. You're getting the job done. That leads me to one of the next projects you're going to be working on. It's the census of 2020 and what Colorado is going to be doing along those lines. Every person's got to be counted. There's a lot of money at stake that's attached to every person who is counted, and there are committees formed around it. There can be lots of jobs for people who want to participate in the counting, some 4,000 jobs, as a matter of fact,
absolutely,
in El Paso County alone.
Yeah, in fact, one of our guest speakers is a young lady who is running the 2020 census. And it's amazing the amount of effort, the collaboration, and the technology they're putting behind this. And they are truly focused on El Paso County because as fast as we are growing and, you know, and just getting a census, in addition to that, it also gives me an opportunity as the assessor to update the tables in our website.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
every 10 years they get updated. Yeah,
absolutely.
You have your hands full, Mr. Schleicher. If we don't talk to you sooner, because we will be following that upcoming legislation on short-term, in the session for short-term rentals, and watching where that goes. We'll be looking for updates from you and some of the other people that participated. Then we will certainly talk to you in about a month from now.
Absolutely. Ted, thank you. And I wish you and your family and all the listeners a happy holiday season, sir.
And to you as well, from all of us to all of yours. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thanks, Ted. Have a great evening and drive safe.
You as well. Thank you. El Paso County Assessor Steve Schleicher.